You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. Hello, hello, CITR listeners. This is Randy, and you're listening to the official kickoff show for 24 Hours of Student Power.
Yeah!
Yay! Whoa, whoa! Who are these people?
Let's do introductions.
Jump scare.
I'm Randy, so I am the spoken word student exec. I also am the leader for the... Oh my gosh, I was going to say spoken word collective. That's not it. It's the Intersectionality Collective. And then I also have the show Dog-Eared Radio Book Club.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like the sound of my own voice.
As you should.
Yeah, everyone in this establishment is self-obsessed to some degree.
Or at least. So let's hear from you, Lana.
I should mention that Randy, also as a spoken word exec, is, like, pretty much responsible for everything that we have planned for today. So, big shout out to Randy.
Everyone say thank you,
thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Working same super Randy hard. But, yeah, we are just kicking off our 24 hours of student power.
Hosp.
Whatever. I'm Lana, the president at CITR this year, also on student exec, and I also have a couple of shows coming up today, one of which will be with the Music Collective. So if you are an avid spit in your ear listener, make sure to tune in at 6 p.m this Wednesday, December 7th. Passing it on.
Hello, I'm Natalie, the student exec VEEP, and I also have some shows to look forward to. I'm going to be on the live PTA open deck of three people set for, that's going to be coming up after this for 2 hours till 3 a.m. Then after that, I'm going to be doing another show with my very casual friend Gabriel,
acquaintance,
someone
I know
picked up off the street, and we just literally just went through the music library and picked out random things that we thought would be cool, and we're just gonna play that and maybe talk about it a little bit, and then I'm also gonna be around for Spit in Your Ear. Hopefully, technically I have a lecture, but who knows about that? It's the last day of classes.
Keep them on their toes.
And yeah, that's all that I remember, but I'm probably going to just show up for some other things. All right, handing it off.
Hello.
Hi,
my
Brian.
Name is Brian.
Safe.
I am the events executive here at CITR. Student executive. Oopsies. I'm not staff. No.
Executive is an ambiguous term.
Very, very, yeah.
So mysterious.
People ask me what I do at the station, and
terrible,
I usually just kind of shrug. I'm just like, yeah.
Anywho. I run this McDonald's. I run this hideout, yeah.
But yeah, I'm just here to hang out. How about with the kickoff?
We're just gonna talk. We're just gonna say some... Wait, it's like, it's like, after hours. We don't need to censor
words?
Ourselves.
We're talking...
Whoa!
This is crazy.
It's wow. Never been so crazy in studio.
Yeah, party with no drinks.
Party with no drinks, for sure. We could change that, just kidding. We do have more people joining us for this little party. I guess I'll let Kiana give her spiel when she gets here, but she drove from North Van in, let's just say, a very short amount of time because she was very eager to get here. What?
Want to share the timestamp?
Yeah.
It might be a world
record. I don't want to incriminate
her.
But let's say it was between...
Who are you looking at?
The clock. He's looking at the clock. Oh my god. I thought when you just stretched, I thought that was a person. Because you were like, who are you looking at? Yeah.
Anyways, sorry for context. Because you couldn't hear what we saw, synesthesia. But... Lana was staring out the window.
I was staring out because Brian was staring. I know I have my moments, but
Hitchcockette.
Anyways,
sorry.
They're already done. Anyways, what do we have planned for the kickoff?
So the first thing we can do is talk about all of the shows that we have coming up. Which some people mentioned, we have very exciting special episodes of some of shows. I know the Arts Report is doing a live show. They're going to be the first live show of the morning after, I guess, 4 a.m. when Natalie's show ends. So you have to listen to 5 hours of pre-recorded content. So I think listeners can handle it. But yeah, so we have the Arts Report doing, and then we have a show, Kiana's show, Crowdflip, which I don't know what that is, so I'm going to wait and let Kiana explain that.
Oh, no, I'll let her. But I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know what it is, but I think I always just, like, forget that a lot of the exec have their own shows, so then when they talk about them, especially because, like, there's exec, like, well, I guess Kiana is the music, and then... Ruby is the arts, but then they both have their own shows. So I always just, like, associate the collective shows with them and not their own shows. Anyways, that's just, like, my own. There's a lot of shows on the radio, you know? And then we have Lean In with Jeff. I don't know what Jeff is going to talk about. He didn't tell me. I'm not sure what movie. But it's a really good, like, movie and...
Is that our Jeff?
Sample.
Yeah. No, it's a random Jeff. It's Lean In with Jeff, I think is the name of the show, because his name is Jeff Lee.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was very clever, yeah.
I'll lean in. All right. You won me over.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you're not leaning in like Sheryl Sandberg, then we're okay. Yeah, and then we have live music in studio at noon.
Whoa, who's playing?
Yeah, who is that going to be?
I don't know, should I say? I don't want to spoil it. Let's make it a surprise.
Yeah,
should we? No,
well, it is actually a surprise to me.
Oh, really?
Right, like, actually, I'm just finding out about this right now.
Because Kiana did not actually confirm with me who was playing.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, Kiana keeps on being like, oh, I messaged you on Discord. And then there's no messages on Discord.
Yeah, but Discord okay, I have something. Let's talk about Discord.
Do you have a point of order, Lana?
Discord as a whole, like, shut it down.
Restraining order.
Discord is a whole. I hate it. Like, its interface is so ugly. And, like, so for context, we recently had a little Slack overhaul, which is so sad because Slack has such a nice, crispy, high contrast black.
Man, you like really like Slack.
I love Slack.
I like that Slack. I get separate notifications.
Exactly.
Like, when I see the Slack symbol, I know that, like,
it's important.
It's white collar shit to attend to.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it's Discord,
it's
like something from a class or nonsense.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, and it just feels very murky, and it just feels like everything gets lost. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many channels, but it just feels like
Discord
cesspool.
And it sounds too similar to Discorder.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. That's my biggest
issue.
This is
super insider knowledge right here. Super. You're getting a real peek into what life at CITR is like. But... Yeah, do you like Discord? I hate it.
I do.
I don't know if I mentioned.
Yeah. I like it only because I like now that, like, the internal communication and the external communication is the same place.
Yeah. It's
so,
yeah.
I mean,
why can't we move to Slack?
Because Slack is not an external...
Slack is not for the people.
Yeah, it's not for the general
population.
Well,
maybe I'm... Finish it. fill in the blank. Wait, we should do like a fill in the blank segment. Or is that too high pressure right now?
Fill in the blank, fill in.
Whoa. Anyways.
You guys can move on.
Yeah. Let's. Next order.
Do you have any comments that you want to share on Discord, Brian?
About Discord? I mean, I'm just, like, really so bad at electronic communication. Like, even email, like, stresses me out. So then, like, so you have all these different threads you have to find. And I get lost. I get very lost. Is somebody calling?
I think someone's calling.
Should we
I don't know how to do it.
I mean, maybe, like, click the button?
I skipped this part of training because Jasper told me it didn't work.
Wait, we need to turn the, yeah.
Is there anyone out there?
Did we hang up on them?
I think they hung up.
We didn't hang up. It's just the call.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
to whoever called
us
in.
Again.
Maybe call again?
We're, yeah.
Call again.
Call us, because we...
I was so close to picking up.
This is so close.
1 second longer. Edging.
No, please phone in again.
That was very random.
We'll wait patiently for you.
Yeah. Natalie's ready. Natalie's standing as attention, so Natalie will answer the phone.
Oh, is anybody like waiting for the door for Kiana? Because like I don't know about you guys, I couldn't get in.
Oh yeah, it was.
How did you get in?
Such a dramatic.
Yeah, I like you know.
I mean, don't give away the secret.
Oh okay, yeah. Well no, don't. It involved a lot of climbing, a harpoon gun. I keep it on me.
Okay, that's good.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
That's why you sleep in these Carhartt pants.
Precisely.
I mean, they do
tactile,
have very...
always ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a hammer loop, which I use all the time, actually.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I do. It's very handy. And your knees are like double lined or whatever.
Whoa.
Precisely.
No scrapes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're very well. Okay, the phone is ringing again.
Oh.
Hello. Hello?
No, wait.
No, it should be working.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Wait.
Yeah, hi. It's Bo.
Oh, I think it's just not playing on the speaker.
Yeah, that's true.
Not.
You don't have your headphones on. Okay, well, I can hear you. Hello. I'm assuming this is Bo. Is this Bo?
It is Bo. Hi.
Hi, Bo. How are you?
I was hearing y'all talk shit about Discord.
Yeah, do you want to
Discorder.
Yeah, well, Discorder's good. Do you want to add anything to our Discord conversation?
Yes, I wanted to say you can turn on light mode if you really want the high contrast for one.
Oh, yeah.
And for two, Brian, send me your photo, please.
Yeah, Brian is no longer in the studio, but as soon as he comes back, we will pass that message along.
Thank you sincerely.
You're welcome. I realized it was very funny because I took my picture and I sent it to you. For context, for our thank you cards for Fun Drive, we have to take pictures, and then Beau is putting together a very lovely art piece, I guess, for the card. And I took the picture and I was like, wow, I look really different. And I realized that I didn't have my glasses on. It took me like a solid 15 minutes to be like, why do I look so different?
I'm going to add your glasses in, post-doctor glasses.
I kind of like it without the glasses, though. I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. I feel like it makes it more interesting and maybe leans into that whole, like, my dream of looking like Fabio. You know, I want the hair.
Oh, absolutely. I think I can make that happen.
Or not,
for you.
CITR?
No, the romance book guy.
Oh!
Did I mix up the names?
I thought...
I don't know now. I'm confused.
There's a picture of Fabio on the wall. I put it up earlier.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Brian.
Fabio, like CITR Fabio, not...
Yeah, okay. I get what you mean. Sure. Brian.
Buongiorno.
Bo would really appreciate you sending them your picture.
Ah, that's, yes. You know what? Actually, back to the Discord discussion.
Yes.
This is precisely why Discord is horrible. Everything gets lost in the sauce.
I've been using it for, like, a couple years.
And you're very comfortable with it. I'm very happy for you. I just, this is my first time using Discord. I feel like a toddler. I can't get around the system at all. Anyway, I'll send it to you as soon as possible. My apologies.
It just feels dehumanizing.
Yeah.
I think I have to admit that we get old sometimes.
Get old. Okay.
So true.
I will say, though, Bo did email you for a picture as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm not sure if everyone heard earlier, but I also said that I can't handle my email because
electronic
communication. Just to How about this? Get your carrier pigeons and then just maybe. Do you want a physical format picture, like something printed?
No, you should paint your picture.
I can, yeah, I'll paint a picture and give it to you.
Whatever will get it to you fast.
I can sing you a song when I want my picture to be.
The opportunity for you guys to figure out how to do the call-in. I love that for you.
What kind of picture should it be? Also, you know what?
You so bad, Bo. All of us.
I think there's an adapter. Okay, is there like a...
I think it does need an adapter.
Yeah, some of them have it, though.
All right, I'm
gonna
go.
Well,
have fun.
Thank you for calling in, Bo. And thank you for calling in again when we missed your first call. But yeah, lovely to chat with you.
And we can also
have a wonderful rest of your morning.
Okay. I can't wait for PTA. And that is everything. Yeah. Good night.
Okay. Good night. Yay! We did a phone call.
Whoa.
That was really crazy.
That was amazing.
Now I feel trained and ready to do that.
Yeah,
right. That was very fulfilling.
I also didn't know that it worked.
Can you call people from it? Like
yeah,
can, like,
I think so.
Can
yeah.
you like call me like right you... now?
Yeah, do it.
No, actually, that might number? Like be that might be horrible.
Yeah,
it might,
wait.
Like, make some,
is
like,
it
screeching?
Yeah, like you'd have to leave the studio.
Yeah,
but then
we have her number.
We don't. Yeah, I don't. They do.
Why call her when she's right? Soon.
Also, she's driving, so maybe
yeah.
don't call her.
The last 10 minutes ago, she was in Kits.
Wow.
This is yeah. mine.
That's the update.
Okay, but some of them have, like, the adapter. Okay. I swear there was one pair.
Is this one of those play yeah. some music while so, we figure it out?
That's the big moment.
We can play some music.
Yeah.
Let's
play some music. Let's.
Where is the?
Can we play some music?
Auxiliary input cord.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Das Musik.
Auxiliary input cord.
Speaking of playing music, actually, tune in at 2 p.m. for a live broadcast at the Belkin Gallery. The contemporary players, the UBC mm-hmm. contemporary players, concert.
Guys,
which
did you plug the aux into the?
It wasn't working before, and then it was working after I plugged that into there.
What was plugged into what?
I don't know.
Not in the middle of my promo.
Guys,
that makes a lot of sense.
Veteran.
But in my defense, we still don't have another one with the. We only have one with the. Anyway.
Hello, hello. I think that works.
Let me try. Do yours work?
No.
Okay.
Oh, now they
yeah, it totally works.
Selective.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody can hear it through their headphones.
Yeah,
yeah,
look at this. We figured it out.
It only took us.
Well, it's so funny. We're both the tech trainers here.
Yeah,
and I'm
I know.
Like...
I haven't worn headphones in so long.
Brian and I
good.
Are failing. Also, I feel so bad. Also, I didn't know if you like got this message, but Jasper sent an email being like, "Are you giving the code to people once
I got
they got trained?"
Too.
And
I was like,
no.
"There's a code?" You know what's funny? I actually just learned what the code is for the door like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, everyone.
There, like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Gatekeeping.
Literally. Yeah.
Should I say it live on air right now?
Whoa.
No.
Then we'll have to learn a
I'll
new
just tease
one.
Everyone.
Yeah, then we'll have to change it again.
Everyone's like, I'm just listening to this because I can't fall asleep.
Well, we can go to some ads. We can take a quick little break.
I love ads.
that's
crazy.
I do too.
Oh my God.
No, everyone that's what I've ads. Been. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but like cinema previews.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be back with a special guest.
By Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a yerba mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which includes stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of yerba mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR Station on UBC campus for a free yerba mate can.
Are you a student? Are you stressed out? What better than to tune in to fellow students at CITR, UBC's radio station, for a fun-filled 24 hours of student power. There will be live DJ sets, live performances, school clubs, CITR collectives, and so much more. You won't want to miss out. Tune in at CITR.ca or CITR 101.9 FM. For 24 hours, starting December 7th at 12 a.m. and going to December 8th at 12 a.m.
You know what I...
All right. Hello. We're back. Yeah, I take really short ad breaks. I like to, you know, split it up so people don't have to listen to a lot of ads. Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. Would you like to talk?
No, I just wanted the microphone on, you know, okay. Just in case. I might have like a eureka moment over here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, well, let's finish going through the schedule because we only made it halfway.
Ooh, is this a time I can shamelessly self-promote?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's actually where we left off. No, we left off on the noon, and then Lana started complaining about Discord. So
that's
we can
right,
go back to Brian's self-promotion.
Here we go. Shameful self-promotion. No, shameless self-promotion. There we go.
Shameful.
shameless self-promotion.
But no, okay, in all seriousness, there's some live music coming on at the station at noon o'clock. We have a saxophone performance accompanied by an acoustic guitar, both of who are dear friends. They're going to play some great music. And then at 12:30, there's a band called Porch Fling playing.
Whoa.
Who's
that? I've never heard of
who's
them.
That?
They must
I've
be
never
so
heard of them either.
Underground.
Exactly. They're very underground.
Underground
anyway.
Of Vanessa, 12 p.m.
Precisely. Oh! You might just see me there. I don't know. I might be. Nah. It's
okay.
A surprise for everyone. Actually, does anybody know how to use a camera?
Like,
this is like a random. Oh, okay. So you don't know how to use a camera. That's fine.
Like,
cool.
Like what?
Like a camera. The, like a.
Like Shutterbug.
Like... I'm trying to, like, you know, what's the term called when you get people to do things for you? Delegate? No.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm delegating recruit? The task. Recruit. I'm recruiting
outreach.
Photographers.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Targeted outreach.
Like a real camera or a
no,
phone?
No, I. Well, we could do both.
Are you providing the camera?
Sure, yeah. I'm bringing my camera tomorrow. Yeah.
And you want pictures taken?
Yes.
For your...
My band has no promotional content right now. Like, we have an Instagram page with zero posts. Might have one post, actually. Anyway, but regardless, the people are getting hungry.
Okay.
I need to feed them some content, you know?
See, well, yeah. I'll be here. So
sweet.
I will
you're
take
recruited.
The most awful pictures you've ever imagined.
Good,
they will be
good.
Britta from Community level of terrible.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel cool because I finally understood a reference that was like said, spoken. I'm really bad at references. My roommates watch a lot of The Sopranos and like constantly they're saying Gabagool this, Gabagtony. I never get it.
Okay.
Anyway, but I've seen Community.
That's good. Yeah. Community is an interesting show.
It's more than interesting.
Joyous Abbott in the morning.
That's
because that's kind of is topical because they're kind of.
Do you want
to... Recording a thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not saying anything of importance. You guys don't really need to hear me that well.
Oh, you mean like they're recording like in the show, they're recording their show.
Yeah, and we're recording a show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we're Troy and Abed.
Yeah.
Except none of us are brown men. Brown or black men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not.
Almost
cool.
There.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Back to the schedule. We're gonna make it through all of the shows, and then, I mean, that's the whole point. This is we're talking about what comes up. So at 1 p.m. we have Hate in Private, which is an Abril show. I don't know what it's about. They didn't fill in the about section.
It's a spoof off their show, Love in Public.
Okay.
Abril Productions. I don't know, the way that you said, sorry, that really kicked me out of the studio. Because the way that you said, it's a, anyways, sorry, continue. It's because it sounded like a brill.
Mm.
Like a brill. Like a singular like a, brill.
A brill. A brill. Okay. Anyways. And then, yes, at 2 p.m. we have the UBC Contemporary Players Concert at the Belkin. Which Lana mentioned. And then we have another Abril production. I'm sorry if I'm saying, I don't know. I feel weird now that I'm
no,
saying
you did
it weird.
Right.
Okay.
We need
I'm
to
glad.
Bring more chairs in
sorry,
here.
And
yeah, no, get loud in here. Yeah.
Wait, what's happening? Why are you guys quiet?
Wait,
are
you playing music?
Wait, are you?
No, we are talking on air right now.
Yeah. Oh, but it's not. Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anyone didn't see, I just jumped what? Around of
hey.
Excitement.
Kiana and Oren have entered the stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oren's an honorary.
That was the
exec.
Voice.
that was. Are we allowed to?
Where's Bailey?
Are we allowed to?
Bailey said that she's coming.
Aw, yeah. That's a shame.
No,
okay.
Sorry,
we can catch her later at 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes.
Who wants to sit on my lap?
Performance at 12. To
okay.
2.
Ooh, kickoff.
Yeah. So. Okay. Kiana, would you like to do your introduction now that you're here?
Sure. Hi.
Hi. I'm Kiana. My pronouns are she, they, and I'm on the music exec. Or I'm on the student exec, but I'm a music exec. And
I'm
it's a committee voted in by the... But yeah. And I am just an advocate for people hanging out and having a good time. And speaking of Bailey, listen to Crowdflip tomorrow at 10 a.m. bright and early.
Today,
I guess. Yeah. The way this is such a delirious, like, I love, the energy is so, it's insane. It's like, feels like after you finish an essay and you're like,
it's like
I need
energy.
To go to McDonald's or something. Yeah.
Is that you right now?
No, but
funny,
like, well, really? Did you do an essay?
Paper, went to McDonald's and came up.
Oh, the thing! Like, yeah. Oh, yay! Yay for finishing papers and assignments.
Was that your last? Was that like the first of many?
That was the first of many. Actually, no. I mean, technically, it was like the last assignment, but like,
whoa,
now it's
that's
like, you know,
that's exciting because then you can like focus all of your time on the 15 other assignments you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have I missed?
Mental health check-in,
so
Randy.
Mental health check-in.
I don't think mental health matters.
Oh, you
<can
see.
laughs>
you want to do Rosebud Thorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be here for another hour.
This janitor is like staring and wants to come in so bad. Should we ask him?
Yo.
Honorary.
So
sorry.
Okay. Let's ask him his Rosebud Thorn.
Do you think he can hear us or the
it's
audio?
I don't think it's
pretty
off,
low.
Okay.
It's pretty low.
Let's crank it. Does anybody know
CITR
how to turn it on?
Yeah, it's literally the dial right there.
Oh,
24 hours of student power kickoff versus Pit Night.
Wait, what dial?
Isn't Pit on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Okay.
So tomorrow it will be
Randy, what dial?
Over there. By the spoken word.
Do you know the yellow with all the
office.
See, the kickoff is a great learning experience for all of the exec because we get to remind ourselves or learn for the first time how to use everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Emphasis
That's true.
On student.
Okay, we're going to finish. We're going to continue going through the schedule. So the show at 3 p.m. is Chivalry is Not Dead, Animal Neuroscience for Dummies.
Whoa.
Again,
neuroscience.
And
that says a lot about society. Yeah.
That's another April production. And then we have an episode by Nicole, who is the lead for the Accessibility Collective. I have no idea what she's talking about, so that will also be really interesting. And then we have a special show by UBC's Black Student Union.
Shout out Marmella.
Yeah.
And everyone involved in it. They're all so cute and sweet.
Yeah. At five. That's going to be great. I'm very excited for that one. And then 6 p.m. we have the Music Collective.
Oh, what?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? That one's going to be exciting. We have a little game planned that involves the music library because we've been going a little crazy with our physical music arsenal lately. So
we turned it up, but then we turned it down.
It works, okay. But it gets really loud, and then I made it too really loud, and then I got a weird look from the janitor.
Oh, so he doesn't want to come on?
Well,
is it on in the lounge?
Also, students of students.
It should be on in the lounge.
The student, let me ask the audience. The nest is empty, that's why.
The wait, yeah, where's the bit?
No, that's what I was saying.
No. Oh, once.
Fighting with the pit for airtime.
Oh, once first year too, but I got kicked out because I was 18.
Oh. Of the pit?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was also 18, but I went for
but I got in, so.
It's part of the first week package. It was really bad. But that was the appeal, I guess.
Boom.
Nice.
Boom.
The way
boom.
Give us the introduction.
Yeah. Do you want to share what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Share the news.
Share the news.
No, share the news.
You always.
What news?
The adapter.
Oh, you didn't say.
What news?
No, I didn't say.
We don't. We there's. It's the wrong adapter.
No. You need more context here. I'm a little.
It's
confused.
The wrong adapter. Love.
Why?
It's like a.
You said
slam
USB
poem.
To USB-C.
The apple that goes from the USB. Plug it in, and then it's a USB.
What was it? Oh!
Girl, that's not USB.
Yeah,
yeah, it goes from USB into the USB and then out the.
You said.
USC.
USC.
UBC.
USC.
USC.
We're at USC right now.
California,
I love California.
I love the sun.
No, I'm kidding. Apart from the drama, I'm Oren. I'm the admin coordinator. I'm not a student exec, but
he's like, I'll be working, discussing working, this working. With my hag.
But I'll be discussing.
Not air.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Oh, the way it's free range. It's 12 a.m.
Free range.
Free range. Have you guys played any music?
No, we were just about to.
I'm just trying to get through the schedule.
One thing about us.
Are we at 2 o'clock now, right?
No, we made it to 7.
We made it to 6.
Seven.
Yeah,
nice.
It was. Well, all of you were gone. I just like. I went through them. Yeah, just like one after the other.
Maybe like somewhere.
I'll go find.
Yeah.
Okay, so at 7 p.m., we have a special live episode of Unseated Airways with Cleo, who is the lead for the Indigenous Collective at CITR, which is going to be awesome. And then following that, we have a special live episode of Intersections with yours truly.
Woo!
At 8 p.m. Yay! Yeah, it's gonna be great. The first time Intersections has done a live episode.
Whoa!
Wow.
Since I've been the lead.
8 p.m. is a nice time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be fun.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at 9 we have an episode of Astral Jazz with Bailey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bailey's
so
carrying.
Yeah. And then at 10 we have an episode, special episode of Dog Eared. Radio Book Club, After Dark and Unleashed Edition.
Whoa, doggy with no leash.
Yeah.
We should play that song right now.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
We should. Shall we?
We should.
After you finish the schedule.
I mean, I'm basically there. That's going to be a really good episode. We're talking about a very intense book that I read on Kindle Unlimited. Because Kindle Unlimited is full of intense books. And then at 11 p.m., we have the exec closing, which will be a repeat of this.
Yay!
Randy deserves a whole attorney after that.
We made it through. Yay! We made it through the whole schedule. So please tune in for all of the amazing shows. I realized I never really announced the pre-recorded stuff. So very quickly, there's a pre-recorded episode of All Access Pass playing at 4 a.m. And then 5 to 7 a.m. we have an episode of Noise Complaint, which is the creative writing class performing. And then we have, I don't even know what that is. Hold on. At 7 a.m. we have an episode of Degree Navigator. A repeat. Sweet. A recording. Yeah. Woo. Super fun. Yeah. Very awesome. So that is the program. All very excited. We're going to go to another ad break, and I guess we'll play some music after that.
So, we got through it.
They got through it in spite of us.
I'm so happy.
Right now, authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections, presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective. A show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on citr.ca/intersections.
All right. Hello. We are back from our ad breaks. Ad break. Very excited.
I love ad breaks.
It's like in the Fifth Element.
Did anyone else? It's like, the
did anyone
get the?
Did anyone? No, I'm kidding. It's like in the Fifth Element when it's like commercial. No, but that's
me
like,
when I
is
go to commercial drive.
Anyways.
We should play some music.
Let's do acapella instead of PTA. Let's do acapella.
Yeah, I think technical difficulties. We're gonna have
to
do it.
Wait, what's gonna happen?
Stay tuned.
USB
on your
laptop? A USB?
That's what I thought.
Just a USB.
Slay.
So I have a USB.
We can. Not. Why are we planning this on air?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Should we
raw, unfiltered?
Should we listen to Christmas music?
If it's by Cobra.
I think we should do Christmas music.
I think we should too. Okay. Well, please talk while I get it ready.
Are we doing
Christmas?
Are we doing
Christmas?
Like,
what's the worst Christmas
so what are you guys getting for
Christmas?
I'm going
to play the best Christmas song.
What's on your
wish list? I have a huge problem with Christmas music recently. It feels very WALL-E movie and dystopian.
Who is the person that always
because
sings
I was
the Christmas songs?
You're in Christmas
Mariah
music.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah, I was going to.
Did you just see her play it? Moe Chandon?
Okay.
Anyways.
Not all of us.
Anyways. Are we doing like Mariah Carey Christmas?
I'm gonna.
They're gonna do it.
I got it ready.
Three, two,
Hold on. Okay, my laptop should work. So this is the best Christmas song, brought to you by TikTok. Hello. So that song was actually called Underneath the Tree, I think. Underneath the Tree or Underneath the Christmas Tree by Kelly Clarkson. That was the name of the actual song. Yeah. Super fun. It's a great Christmas song.
So
I like
slay.
It. It's on TikTok.
Ate the Santa girlies up.
Very nice. I'm going to play a country song next. This song is called Bitch by Danny Taylor.
Wow.
It's a very good song, yeah. This is the only time of night I can play it on the radio, so we're going to go ahead and do it. And yeah, so please enjoy.
You're rude to the waitress.
waitress and you never tip. You don't open doors and you never admit when you know you're wrong and you're knee deep in it. You want a drink, so I gotta drive. It's a full-time job keeping you alive. You want me to be the man in this relationship, and you say I'm the bitch. Well, I'm the bitch who knows how to say no. I'm the bitch who tell you where to go. If I'm the bitch, yeah, your work is done, 'cause you're the bitch who turned me into one. You go out with the boys, but I gotta be chill. You wanna stay for the night, but I pay for the pill. You're a rollover Casanova once you had your thrill. When you don't get your way, you say that you're done again. Booty like it's your time of the month. It sure is funny, and honey, it sure is rich when you say I'm the bitch. Well, I'm the bitch who knows how to say no. I'm the bitch who tell you where to go. If I'm the bitch, yeah, your work is done, 'cause you're the bitch who turned me into one.
Hello, I hope you enjoyed that song. I did. I like it.
Let me, it's a good song. Audience.
It's 12:51. Can we play 12:51 by the Strokes?
Whoa. 12:51 by the Strokes.
Okay.
Oh, it's 12:52 actually. It's okay. The bit's over.
Oh no.
Oh no, are we going to have to play the Strokes?
No,
I think we narrowly missed it. It's okay.
No, we should play the Strokes. We should play Alex G, huh?
We probably should.
Yeah.
I would not mind. Yeah. Today I was having a conversation with a friend from back home about Alex G, and they very excitedly came to this revelation. She was like, I just realized today that all of Alex G's songs are about drugs. And I was like, what? And then I spent 2 hours talking about how all the Alex G songs are actually about drugs. I'm not sure how much I buy it, but go dig. You'll find.
What is Alex G from? Weren't they
Philadelphia. No. He's from Delaware County.
Oh, no, sorry. Is that Home Shake?
Alex Calder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other Alex.
I've been hearing a lot of Alex G discourse lately.
Yeah.
Someone write an essay about this.
Brian.
Alex G right now is going on his Christian arc. You know, I mean, you could totally.
Merry Christmas.
I'll find some kind of anthropological thing to say about it. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and Google who Alex G is.
You know, careful, there's two Alex G's. You might want to put parentheses Sandy Alex G. Otherwise, you'll find the other artist, Alex G.
Okay.
What's wrong with the other Alex G?
I just don't like it.
I thought he was.
What cover are you playing tomorrow?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Whoa. No. That's for you to find out.
No, it's called Change.
By who? What's funny?
Can I get that ASMR on it?
Whoa.
Wait, ASMR movie.
Wait, you're going to incriminate yourself.
The way it's a yearn, bro. The way we have a spot.
go.
Okay, are we ready? Quiet on set.
Quiet.
Whoa, this is what Five Gum feels like.
Live ad.
Five Gum, except it's yerba mate.
Oh, I kind of want a yerba mate right now, even though it's 1 in the morning.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah. I'm not going to, but
It's 1 in the morning.
It was 12:51, which is why.
Wait, can I have?
Yes, girl. It's the blue for ya.
There should be some discourse. There should actually be some. There should be some discourse on Bluephoria.
Yeah.
What?
Do you like Bluephoria?
No, but like, what does that mean?
Listen to SmiNo's new album Bluephoria with the song Bluephoria on it. With
the way he just named it after Yerb. Yeah. He was like, I really want this sponsorship, so. Anyways.
Let's play the Yerba sponsorship.
I like how you all think I just have, like, you know, the ability to just do something.
Yeah, it's literally, I did play it, though.
I always play it because it's a very cool
It's the best one. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. This is, like, lots of relevance
to all of our lives.
Yeah, what song would you like to play? Please do that. Please go do what you like. Yeah. Super fun.
I know that ad.
Yeah. I do. Okay. Do you want to
Slay?
Okay.
Slay, introduce it. Introduce the song.
Yeah,
on the mic.
Brian, go introduce this song.
This song is called Yeprak Harise.
Whoa.
Okay. Great introduction. We're going to play it now.
Slay.
Yeprak Harise. Kibis any a kibbe bat lahamis your mac vout yaprak Harise a lahamish way lahamish vout lahamish runimo yaprak Harise kibis any a kibbe bat and lahamish your own vout yaprak Harise voutimo kibis any kibis vout kibis vouti chicka 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 don't guy lahu mac funimo Masare ba urune yavra Harise kibiseni ekibiba and lahamish your mac vate yavra Harise Alhamish vudi lahamisharini lahamish vudi lahamini wunimo Kibiseni ekibida and lahamisha mag vante yebrak Harise lahamisha we chili and tomato sauce vante Harise kibiseni ekibiba and lahamisha mag vante yebrak Harise laham laho mag botimo kibiseni kibise vante kibise rute kibise lamb and runi o vante laho botimo Super booty mocha, a little spice o mag vosi, yaprak. Harise, kibise ni ekibiba and lahamisha mag vote, yaprak. Harise.
All right, yay! Bailey's here.
Hey, I'm Bailey.
Yes or no, did you take an Uber here?
Did I take an Uber here? The 14 is still running.
Whoa!
Yes. Character development.
Warren, why do you have so much energy? Which is not wise.
Okay.
Hello!
Yay, Bailey's here. Listen at 10 a.m.
Yeah, listen to Bailey's show at 10 a.m.
No, listen to my...
Okay, sorry.
Me and Bailey.
Yeah.
Collab.
At 10.
My show's at 9.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about on your show, Bailey?
I don't know. Find that out still.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Anyway, show that's happening in 15 minutes.
We're all... Bye,
it's
Brian.
It's actually 5 minutes.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bye, Brian.
That was Brian.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, bright and early.
Bye.
7 a.m. All right.
Okay, slay.
So, I'm going to bring this exact kickoff to a close so I can go home.
Yes.
And the next show can begin, which is going to be the
just everyone I don't know, doing stuff.
PTA Collective. DJing. Yay. All right. So once again, this is 24 hours of student power. And I apologize to everyone who listened to this and now has a headache.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm good. Yeah. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you if you did make it through the whole thing. Please tune in to all of the amazing programming by students that we have scheduled for the next 11 hours.
Woo!
Yeah! Woot woot. And also to all the students out there at UBC, please have a fantastic last day of classes. Yay! Good job, everybody. We did it.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.